Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacena with this morning's top local stories. Day two of the strike against General Motors as negotiators work to try to find some kind of settlement. Here's our AutoBeat reporter, Jeff Gilbert.
The workers say GM is making record profits. Why don't they just share them? LMC Automotive analyst Jeff Schuster says nobody's sure how long those record profits will continue.
We do see a slowdown on the horizon in a very competitive market. I think it's going to be quite challenging to get something that works for both sides at this point.
That's why car makers prefer profit sharing and workers prefer raises.
Meantime, WWJ business editor Murray Feldman says the GM strike seems to be part of a national movement.
Roberta, good morning. We're coming off a banner year for work stoppages. There were 20 major strikes last year, idling 485,000 workers. Last year, we saw the highest level of strikes and work stoppages in over 30 years. Why? The economy's been strong and growing, corporate profits have been rising, company stocks hit record highs, and workers began saying, "Where's mine? I don't see it." Do strikes really pay off for the workers? For some teachers, they did last year, with wage hikes of 5% into the double digits in some cases. But one study found even a 10% wage gain could take workers making $15 an hour over a year to break even on a two-week strike.
In Lansing, if Michigan state lawmakers don't hammer out a new budget soon, a lot of state workers are going to be laid off. They're being notified now. Here's WWJ's Jim Matthews.
Some 48,000 state employees now being notified they could be subject to an unpaid layoff on October 1st. State Budget Office spokesman Kurt Weiss explains what impact this could have on Michigan residents.
The most immediate impacts that people would see on that very first day on October 1st would be things like, you know, if you have a reservation in a state park or in the campground, those will be closed, so folks will be asked to leave. If you were planning to visit, for, let's say, a Secretary of State branch office, those would be closed. The Michigan Lottery would be shut down. So it's those kinds of things that sort of impact people across the state that you'd start to see right away.
Even if a shutdown were to occur, some positions, including prison guards, state troopers, and Child Protective Services employees, would stay on the job and with pay.
Legalized sports betting will get another House committee hearing today in Lansing. Here's our Lansing Bureau Chief, Tim Skubek.
We've been here before. In the last legislature, they passed legalized sports betting, but then Governor Rick Snyder vetoed it. What will Gretchen Whitmer do if a House committee passes this to the House floor and it eventually gets to her desk? She has not signaled she'll sign it. She does signal she wants some changes made in the legislation. The sponsor, Republican Brant Eyden, says he's ready to go on this, and he hopes he'll have the votes in the House committee to start the movement again.
One man is dead, another critically injured after a shooting on Detroit's west side last night. It happened along Memorial Street in the area of Ford Road and the Southfield Freeway just after 1 o'clock. Police found the 19-year-old victim dead inside of a home they think is a marijuana grow operation. The other man shot, also 19 years old, listed in critical condition. So far, no arrests. For this group, tonight is the night. The Detroit Youth Choir will be competing for the last time. It is the finals of America's Got Talent. They'll be up against nine other acts looking to take home the $1 million top prize. The city doing its part to get behind the group. This morning, the Spirit of Detroit wearing a giant sweater vest and bow tie to honor the choir. The show airs on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock, and we find out if they win tomorrow night. And this sounds like fun. It's Sleeping Bear Dunes. It's a big star party Saturday, September 21st, just before the autumnal equinox. From 9 to 11 p.m., bring your own lawn chair. Park rangers and astronomers will be on hand to give you a guided tour of the Milky Way, Jupiter, and Saturn, and other sky highlights at Sleeping Bear Dunes. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.